Welcome back to the Juke Joint. I'm Aaron.
Hi, I'm Susan Powell.
Hi, I'm Jackie's Tease.
How are you? We have two great alumnus from Salem State University, and it's great to have both of you here.
Great to be
Thank
here.
You. Thank great you. Great to be here.
So, is that me? It is me. Yeah. And I'm the one who's supposed to have the phone off, huh? There we go.
Billy, for you.
Isn't that perfect? Yeah, well, it was people clapping for the two of you coming in.
Why, thank you.
So, when you went to school here, what did you go to school for?
I was an art major.
Business, technology, and education.
So, how did you enjoy your time here?
It's been a while.
It has been a while. It was the 1980s, so we enjoyed everything.
The 90s here.
The 80s. Sorry.
And so you went and got your degree and put in all this hard work to go into, what do you do now?
I am a restaurant owner.
And, I mean, you're both female entrepreneurs too, which is a big deal because they're out there and you're out there, but most people don't know. They think that, you know, hey, you know, business is all about, you know, it was always never only a male dominated field or world, but it was always overshadowed. And we've got two success stories right here.
We thank the public for that, definitely.
So, tell us about how you took what you learned and what your passions were and built what you do now.
Well, there's a creative side to the restaurant business, and I also always worked in restaurants around Salem when I was going to school here. And it kind of gets in your blood, the restaurant business. You become family. I have friends back from the day, you know, I worked at the Lyceum in the Joan Boudreau era. Mm. I still know a lot of the same people from back then. And ended up going back into the neighborhood that I grew up in and opening the neighborhood diner in Beverly.
And a matter of fact, the funny thing is, when I, just after I met Jackie, which was just around the time we lost Doug about 3 years ago. Yeah. Although it seems like we've known each other forever.
I agree.
And she was working out of part of your the other half of your location.
She was, because again, I was a graphic design major when I came here. So I was doing my own little sign business. And then I bumped into Jackie's Tees, and we had a symbiotic relationship.
Symbiotic.
and we worked together. We still work together, but we worked together at the same location at the cafe.
We kind of shared clients. Yeah. They'd come in for breakfast, signs,
yep.
And
signs and teas.
Yeah.
Yep. Coffee and tea.
That actually worked, yes. Of course, it's, you know, T-E-E, but... and, I mean, I've been there, and I've really enjoyed the food. What type of food do you serve and create?
We have real food. We just homemade bread, homemade pastry, muffins and scones.
Awesome.
But it's what is really revolutionary about the coffee shop is the coffee ice cubes. We have a self-serve coffee bar where we have a variety of hot coffees and iced coffees where you can mix and match your coffee ice cubes, and they're free refills there.
That does sound very revolutionary.
No diluting.
Yeah.
Don't try this at home.
I should probably mention the name of the cafe.
Yeah.
Is the Rileside Cafe at 119 Bridge Street in Beverly.
And
local small business.
I know in both your businesses, there's always music on the air. Mm-hmm. And it's always great to walk into a business where you're hearing local music from different eras. I mean, you said the 70s and 80s.
Yep.
What do you enjoy about that? I mean, because, you know, it's a nice, cozy place.
Thank you. Well, particularly this week, because it's Thanksgiving week, and I see a lot of people that I grew up with, and they're home for the holiday, or for a class reunion, and they walk into the restaurant, and they're listening to Laura Branigan, and they're just enjoying, you know, the nostalgic music from our era.
And what's also cool is, I mean, here at Salem State, because the station was here while both of you were here. Well, we're still here because we're talking right now on the station. That, you know, you can't hear most of the music anywhere else because it's more like freeform. And I think that's also similar to both of your businesses, too, because your limitations on what you create and bring to the public and to family.
Limitations, no limitations.
That's what I'm saying. The limitations are there aren't any limitations. Uh-huh. It's freeform. You know, I would assume you have daily specials and...
We do.
And, you know, people come in and say, hey, I'd like to try something different. I mean, because I like to walk into a restaurant and say, make me something that I've never had before or something, you know, a little bit different. And I think that's really cool. And I know that...
You know, we change it up a lot. We, you know, different omelets of the day.
Do you do soups?
We don't know. It's mostly breakfast.
Right. Yeah. You know, what are the hours?
We've been we're celebrating our 19th year. Thank you. It's a long time, and we're very proud of that. But I think what's comforting about the cafe is that it really hasn't changed that much in all this time.
When are you open?
We're open Wednesday through Sunday from 8 until 1.
So it is breakfast.
So, yep. I mean, you know, we have our regular customers who come in every day and they get their coffee and their pastry and their egg sandwiches. And then we've got the weekend people who, you know, come in with right when we open and they grab their high chair and... And we have the outdoor seating, plenty of outdoor seats, and you know, during the season.
And the parades.
Yep, the 4th of July parade goes right by our place, and we're always open on the 4th of July, no matter what day it falls on.
And I know that, you know, I mean, everybody's looking forward to Thanksgiving, and everybody's out there support. I mean, Beverly has really, since I've been coming up here, Beverly's changed. The downtown, the mayor has gone to improve.
Yeah, it certainly has
the sidewalks and the community and bringing more places in. I mean, your business has been there a long time. This is the business that's right next to yours.
Castle Board Game Cafe.
Yep.
Yes,
right.
Yep, Jackie's it's always got a lot next of to a new, cafe.
Yeah, that's my motto. Coffee next door while you wait for your creation to be created.
And then
it's become very bustling.
And they've renovated the whole front of. The t-shirt shop.
Yeah, it matches the Jeep now, so when you see Jackie driving around, you'll know that's
I mean, I know you're at Ryo Side, then you moved down the road. That's a great blues song. And then...
The city gave me a grant, actually, to be able to help with the rent for the first year. Anybody that signed a lease on Cabot or Rantoul Street on a first floor that was retail... We'll get a portion of the proceeds paid for.
And was that based upon being a female business or just in general?
In general, because they were looking just to keep a lot of people were moving out of Cabot and Rantoul, and there was a lot of empty buildings, so they wanted to entice people to stay and stay for more than a year. So that was the 3-year option plan, which I've almost 3 years now and 7 years over at Susan. So
yep, and Jackie's
10 years in business.
She's also mobile and she delivers.
Yeah. I can go to locations and print shirts for birthday parties or graduation parties since we're at Salem State.
You were doing your business mobily in Florida and then you were in California and you went and learned some extra things there.
Yep,
you were in California.
Nationwide someday.
You were in California long before that, though. What were you doing in California? You're from here and you were in California.
Yes, right after September 11th, when I was working at Fuddruckers, they decided to stop the renovation process. I was nationwide corporate designer for Fuddruckers restaurants. Yeah. Hi, Jim Boland. He's a franchisee from this whole Massachusetts area. Anyway, at the layoff, they decided to lay off everybody because it just wasn't a lucrative business. So I was actually out in the California Fuddruckers, and I was watching daytime commercial that said, come to the Interior Designers Institute in Newport Beach and learn how to be a designer. And I thought, well, I already have the title. Maybe I should move out here and get a certificate. And I did in January 2002. I loaded up the truck and moved to Beverly Hills, that is.
Well, but the funny thing is, you do know the story about that, right?
I do know Beverly was once Beverly Hills. The person that... Yeah,
the,
go ahead.
The person who... Originally, California was very, very much desert and unlivable areas. So when the gentleman, when the gentleman was deciding what to do, because first it had farms, they didn't succeed. They had cattle, that didn't succeed. He said, you know, there's this great vacation place back in Massachusetts called Beverly. And he turned around and said, come live here in Beverly Hills, relating it back to Beverly. And that's how Beverly Hills became what it became. So,
a crazy star-studded land of people with dreams and hopes. And
Beverly Hills Ave is in Ralside.
Yes, I've seen it. But I decided to move back because it was just, I spent 5 years out there and I got to be on a lot of different TV shows. I was on Jimmy Kimmel twice in his opening act. Brad Pitt held a gun at me in Mr. and Mrs. Smith. I was Minnie Driver's photo double. And I got to have all that kind of fun. And then I just realized my family was back east, and a lot of people in Hollywood, it's all about, you know, them, because they're trying to get ahead. And the holidays were kind of depressing because nobody had their family there. They couldn't afford to fly back. They're all like, you know, just trying to make a living. Each job, you have to try to see what's my next job going to be. So I decided to come back and start the t-shirt shop because I knew I had way more connections and friends from high school and junior high and here. So that just made more sense. I loaded up the truck and I really did move to Beverly.
Moved right back to Beverly, yeah.
And we have a shirt that depicts that. You'll have to come see it.
When I met Jackie, she was carrying around her 50-pound heat press in her mobile.
That's right.
And I had the location where I was doing the signs. And when she showed up with her father, I told her, I have a perfect location. We can work together. And when she showed up, I had a sign up already that said Jackie's Tees.
How could I not take that opportunity?
Absolutely.
And it's a beautiful shed. It's, yeah. It says shed, but if any of you have been by there, it's a very nice, renovated, high ceilings, wood beam ceilings shed. Yeah. Bigger than that. It could fit quite a few people.
Yeah. So times. If you had to, you want to give advice to... not just everybody, but females who want to go into business themselves. And what would be your thought, advice, and...
Follow your dreams.
And do a lot of research.
I wanted to open a cafe when I was a little girl, and I opened a cafe. Even when I was younger and I was raising my children, and I was waitressing and bartending, I would tell everyone, someday I'm going to have my own cafe. And I have my own cafe.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Good dreams. And you knew which location to open it in because you
targeted the market. I looked around. I almost opened in the Cape with my sister. And when the location, it was next to the Christmas tree shop in Sandwich, overlooking the Bourne Bridge. And when that location fell through, I ended up coming back to the neighborhood that I grew up in. And the rest is history.
And that's always really cool, too, because you came back home. And you know, many people decide, okay, I'm going to go, and I'm going to get my education and take off. And many people come back. Although you notice a lot of the athletes who come here don't leave because they like what they see here in New England. And what would you have for suggestions and advice, Jackie?
Yeah, I think just make sure that you're in an area that can handle that kind of a business. I know people say, I never thought that random t-shirt shop would make it, but we do so much more than that. We put pictures on shirts. We offer people something different than just a scratch ticket or a gift card, something that actually they can use and wear as with pride. And so I've placed myself on a busy street across from Jacqueline Towers, which is a senior living, and I have all the grandmothers come over and put their children's shirts, photos on shirts, and just to make sure that it was a thriving business, that there was a need and a want and a desire.
But, you know, there are ups and downs. You know, you had Beverly being torn up. And, you know, that you had a tree in front of your building, and then you had no sidewalk. But the great Soldiers thing is you kept at it and never let your dream fall away.
It has to be an obsession. You have to think it 24 hours a day. Yeah. But you have to always be thinking and promoting and marketing and not try to sell, but find that balance, networking.
Yeah. Which I think is very important anyway. I know you...
Referrals are the number one way anybody gets business.
You're part of the chamber. You're part of the community downtown.
Yeah, Beverly Main Street.
You know, you have a lot of people there. I mean, I know
Heather.
We've got, you know, the so-called hottest day of the year is next Friday and then next Monday. But I think the big thing is what Beverly is doing is they've got, and they're doing it across the country too, but you have, you know, small business Saturday.
Yes, November 25th.
And getting out there and supporting local businesses, and especially, I mean, these lovely ladies with their businesses that have worked very hard to bring them to your community and have
to offer something special to the residents.
Because you know what? Well, first of all, do you have a website?
For I don't. Cafe? We're a little old school.
Okay, but if people want to come and see you, and if they want to come in and just talk and ask you some questions, like we were talking about, you know, they want to build a business. I mean, they're not going to be competing right next door to you. So, but, you know, we've got students here who are going through business, or being creative.
I have a lot of that. I had a gentleman just the other day come in and say, look, I really want to put, I developed this case in which you can put a laptop and all the other accessories, but it's very small and it's made out of microfiber. Can I borrow your knowledge and can you heat press one logo onto it for me to see if it would work? Absolutely. I showed him how to do it. I showed him, you know, how we do it. I'm definitely not worried about competition. I figure, yeah. Good luck.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long road to go if you want to open a t-shirt shop. It sounds awesome.
Nope.
Yeah, but it's definitely a lot of work and patience and sometimes not buying things that you want because you have to invest it back into the business, taking any money from the business.
Because it is, when you go into business, it is a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week commitment.
Absolutely.
And I see you there.
Day and night.
You day and night.
You have people in your life that understand that, too.
And, but due to the fact that you felt that it was very important to get your education first.
Doubt.
Instead of just running out there without knowledge and trying to open something. I mean, it happens sometimes.
You have to learn marketing. You have to learn business. You have to know how to take care of the books. Any business you're in, it's not just the fun stuff you're selling. Of course, there's a whole back end to it, you know, with QuickBooks. And
if I could give my younger self any advice, it would be take some business classes. You know, things like that.
Ethics, business. I took business ethics because you want to make sure that you're always doing the right thing.
I think that will help you no matter what you do.
In life.
Especially if you're confused about what kind of major you want.
Mm-hmm. Business, you can always fall back on business. Any business takes a business degree.
And why don't we do this? Why don't we listen to a great song by a great friend of mine, Down Home Boogie by Paul Nelson.
Let's boogie.
And off of his latest album, Badass Generation, he was the great man behind Johnny Winter and helped Johnny Winter enjoy the rest of his life. So why don't we go right to the music, and we'll be back with these lovely ladies in a moment.
Yay, stay tuned.
Down to the nitty-gritty. Tennessee. Good job.
We here at Salem State Radio appreciate our listeners, and we appreciate those who donate funds to help us stay on the air. In fact, we have a donorship program for businesses who donate to us in exchange for announcements expressing our appreciation. So if your business would like to donate to WMWM, you can do so by emailing us at wmwmsalem@gmail.com. Individuals can donate too. So ask about our donorship program by emailing us at wmwmsalem@gmail.com. And thanks for listening.
Close your eyes. Let your mind venture into a different world. A world of sunny cellophane skies, black and white rainbows, paper suns, and paisley hazes inside velvet caves. Climb on the back of the iridescent butterfly. You can almost hear the grass grow while watching the 60s psychedelic light show created by Kaleidoscope Moondrops falling. This is Doug Edwards. Join me when the night falls, Saturdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on WMWMOnline.com and 91.7 FM. As we take an endless voyage upon the Sea of Dreams with the great sounds of the 60s. Kaleidoscope Moondrops falling. You listen once, and your brain will never be the same.
Welcome back to the Juke Joint. I'm Aaron.
Susan Powell.
Jackie Maldo. Jackie's Tease.
I'm Matt.
How you doing, Matt?
Pretty good. I was just down by the Marblehead Ocean, and the wind was excessive.
Well, but that's fitting. It's right before Thanksgiving. Matt does.
The New England College Sports Show, Wednesday nights from 6 to 8.
Right here on WMWM 91.7.
Yeah.
Jackie is the owner and successful entrepreneur behind
Jackie's Tees and Custom Apparel
on Rantoul Street in Beverly.
Where exactly in Rantoul?
Right beside. Thank you for asking. This is a shout out now to the Castle Board Game Cafe, which opened 2 years ago right next door to me.
Oh.
They play board games, 400 board games.
Proof that I spent a little bit too much time here. I was here when they were being interviewed.
Oh, really? Oh, good job. Right, yeah. Fun place. Have you been up since, I hope?
No, I was just kind of wondering about that as a business model. You know, it's
fascinating.
I can't help but start to do the numbers in my head. Where does the revenue come from?
Yeah. Yeah.
And?
We'll have you come up.
In the Rileside Cafe at 119 Bridge Street in Beverly.
You know, it's interesting because we have three great entrepreneurs here, because you are co-owner with
Chris Dowgan of the Salem House Press,
and we've had Chris in here a few times. He's come in with his interesting flutes and music.
Yeah,
and he's also a graphic artist.
Yeah, he does actually all the book design. He finds brilliant photos for the books that I would never be able to choose on my own.
So it's very interesting because we have three very creative people here.
Right.
So that's, and all have gone right here to Salem State University. Although when you were here, it was a college, right?
It was.
You know,
early 80s.
Yeah.
Well, what did you say the name of your business was?
The Rileside Cafe.
Okay.
Breakfast Cafe.
Breakfast.
And where?
In Beverly. It's in a residential neighborhood where I grew up.
Oh. That's kind of different. A cafe in a residential neighborhood. You don't always see that.
And
very cozy.
And, of course, Jackie with Jackie's Tees. I mean, it'd be really great for
Chris.
You guys need to talk, because this way maybe you guys can do something with
graphic design. Yeah.
T-shirts for the New England College Sports Show.
Yeah, because I go to sports events. I go to, like, Boston College football games. And
you need a T-shirt gun.
I would like to. Well, I know about the T-shirt gun.
Yeah.
But I would like to have something that identified myself when I go.
Qualify.
Because the big-time colleges, they issue a press pass, so I walk around with a press pass. But the small colleges don't even have that, so I have nothing to identify myself.
You guys can talk.
That's what Jackie does.
Sure,
validates businesses and identifies people.
Yeah.
You know, so
we'll print a press right on your shirt. Then you don't have to worry about losing it.
Okay. Yeah, well, just make sure you're not wearing it when she presses it with that press, because that press, I've seen how hot it gets.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it'll melt you, all of us.
But, you know, it's Thanksgiving, and I'm going to throw this out to each one of you. This year, it's been a crazy year as far as the country and life and families and everything else. What are you thankful for? Matt?
I am thankful for wonderful memories of the past. And the fact that I still have my memories to remember them, because not everyone does. And my health, the ability to make new memories.
Very nice. I'm thankful that although times are tough sometimes in the country, as you just mentioned, people really come together when they need to. And just in my own personal life, the support and the love and the confidence I get from my friends and Aaron is the best. It's what I'm truly thankful for.
And I am thankful. I'm thankful for my children, that they are happy and healthy and local.
Did a good job.
Hey, Dylan and Daryl, love you guys.
And I'm thankful to have the opportunity to be here at Salem State and meet all the great people and have the musicians on, having great co-hosts like Zeke Stone and Bob Nelson, Peter, and, you know, having Matt. I've co-hosted on Matt's show, Sean Squared. He's going to have a great show tomorrow. And, of course, Dan, who does his show, Double D's, before my show on Saturdays. Uh-huh. And, you know, of course, having our engineers, Mike and, of course, Sean, and all the other great DJs and music and interviews, and just having the opportunity to be at a Freeform station. That because of many stations, as we've noticed, are being consolidated. I mean, WBZ just went from being a long time ago Westinghouse to being CBS to now being iHeartRadio. And, you know, having grown up in New England and having the great radio that we've had, I mean, I've had my mentors, if you can say that. You know, Larry Glick and Dave Maynard and Bob Raleigh and the great friend Jordan Rich, Amanda Carr, who's now at WICN, and having all these great people come in. And, of course, my family. And, you know, just being able to do what we do. And I think that's very important that, you know, we be able to find our passions and what we love.
Amen.
And on top of that, our educations, because I've done everything as far as education backwards. I went into business and then got my business degree. Went into paralegal, then got my certificate. But the thing is, what we're doing here, as you said, networking, and just finding other people who have the same or similar passions that you do. Which is your great support system outside of your family. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes you never know when you're going to need the community. And the community helped Jackie get her business off the ground.
Absolutely.
And, you know, thank you to, you know, the city of Beverly for giving you that opportunity.
You're right. Thank you.
And everybody coming down Rouse Street and
Bridge Street.
And Bridge Street and seeing your business and keeping it going, because you said 19 years?
19 years.
I mean, that's... and
unheard of.
Well, and Matt's been here at this university on and off. How many? I mean,
on and off for 5 years, but I have to admit my mind is drifting. I'm still trying to imagine your cafe.
Well, you know what?
I'm not being a good guest because I don't have a mental picture of it, and I'm trying to get...
She'll let you know where it is again.
Okay.
Pictures.
It's parallel with Route 62, Bridge Street in Beverly.
Yeah.
Between Moynihan Lumber and Plumbing.
Right. It's a residential house. Yeah. It is my house.
Oh, okay.
And it's the basement of the house, but it's a commercially
it's
zoned
house. It's the first
house.
Floor, though. Oh.
Right.
Yeah.
And we have picnic tables out front.
I see.
And it's near the Eastern Bank Plaza.
Right, where Ralph's Market used to be.
And for many years, there's an ice cream store.
Yeah, parallel with the Cummings Center. If you keep going, you get to the fork where Danversport Yacht Club's on the left.
Danversport Yacht Club, if you're going towards Danvers.
Is on the left.
Right.
And, of course, Black Friday is Friday. Small Business Saturday is next Saturday.
Coming up,
You're going to be open?
Yes.
So as you're going through Beverly, stop by. Get something to eat, get something to drink, go down through Beverly, stop by Jackie's. You never know what you're going to find at Jackie's because it's always, whether it's a t-shirt or it's
tote bags, teddy bear. We have fun gift ideas all around.
Yeah, I mean, the holidays are here. Support the community. Also, Matt, where can people find your books?
Either my website, thelanguageguide.net. I also have articles there, I have an Amazon page, Matthew J. Fraser. You can find all my books there. Amazon's nice enough that if you click on the name, if you find one of my books and you click on the name, it takes you to the author page, and everything's there. Matthew J. Fraser.
And but I want to thank all of you for coming in and making the pre-Thanksgiving a real great time for Thanksgiving.
A real treat.
Thank
you're a real
you for
treat
having
there,
me.
Thank you for having
you know,
us.
Because without the community, we wouldn't be here. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the important thing, to get out there and support your local community. And also, if there are people you know, with Thanksgiving coming up and actually the holidays, but all year round, but if you know people who are not able to get out on their own, go and see them. See if they need something. Help them out. If there's somebody you haven't spoken to in a long time that they've come into your mind, contact them. Say hi. You know, families are all over the place. You're lucky that your family's here. Your family's here and down south. But contact them and say, hey, you know, it's been a long time. Let's get together. And no, I'm not doing a song thing, and let's get together, yeah. But it works.
A lot of the churches, too, have a lot of great programs. I know it's just the Salvation Army yesterday. They'll be giving out Thanksgiving turkey meals, and that's just such a blessing to people. And there's a whole list online that you can find out where you can go. I think even Tavern in the Square does free turkey dinner.
And also, I mean, you know, the churches, the temples, just get out, support each other, make Thanksgiving an everyday event and not just one time a year. You've been listening to The Juke Joint here on 91.7 WMWM Salem, a broadcast service of Salem State University. Again, I'm Aaron.
Susan.
Jackie.
Matt.
And we're going to head off a little bit of Black Eagle Jazz Band, My Journey to the Sky. Enjoy. Have a great Thanksgiving, a safe one, and thank you.